May 28. In AA, we learn that since we are alcoholics, we can be uniquely useful people. That is, we can help other alcoholics when perhaps somebody who has not had our experience with drinking could not help them. That makes us uniquely useful. The AAs are a unique group of people because they have taken their own greatest defeat and failure and sickness and used it as a means of helping others. We who have been through the same thing are the ones who can best help other alcoholics. Do I believe that I can be uniquely useful? My answer is yes, on several levels. I'll just leave it at that. Meditation for the day. I should try to practice the presence of God. I can feel that He is with me and near me, protecting and strengthening me always. In spite of every difficulty, every trial, every failure, the presence of God suffices. Just to believe that He is near me brings strength and peace. I should try to live as though God were beside me. I cannot see Him because I was not made with the ability to see Him, else there were no room for faith. But I can feel His Spirit with me. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may try to practice the presence of God. I pray that by doing so, I may never feel alone or helpless again. Letting go of self-doubt. A married woman who had recently joined Al-Anon called me one afternoon. She worked part-time as a registered nurse, had assumed all the responsibilities of raising her two children, and did all the household chores, including repairs and finances. "I want to separate from my husband," she sobbed. "I can't see him or his abuse. I can't stand him or his abuse any longer. But tell me, please, tell me," she said. "Do you think I can take care of myself?" Not only is it okay to take care of ourselves, we can take good care of ourselves. Many of us, so confident about our ability to take care of others, doubt our inherent strength to take care for ourselves. We may have come to believe from our past or present circumstances that we need to take care for others and we need others to take care of us. This is the ultimate codependent belief. No matter where this self-defeating belief was born, we can release it and replace it with a better one, a healthier one, a more accurate one. We can take care of ourselves, whether we are in or out of a relationship. Everything we need will be provided. We will have loved ones, friends, and our higher power to help. Knowing that we can take care of ourselves doesn't mean we won't have feelings of fear, discomfort, doubt, anger, and fragility at times. It means we practice courageous vulnerability, as Colette Dowling called it in The Cinderella Complex. We may feel scared, but we do it anyway. Today, God help me know how I can take care of myself. Search for community. I knew the beauty of community in the birthing of my babies. We human beings are not meant to give birth to our offspring alone, any more than the dolphin, who delivers her babies with the help of midwife dolphins in community. The need of the mother for support at this incredible moment has too often been forgotten by science, and it is good that once again the father can be present at the birth of his seed and share in this marvelous communal act. I wish I knew it more often in church and that I were a less reluctant Christian. The church is too grown up for me, too reasonable, too limited. One reason nearly half my books are for children is the glorious fact that the minds of children are still open to the living word. In the child, night side and sun side are not yet separated. Fantasy contains truths which cannot be stated in terms of proof. I find that I agree with many college-age kids who are rejecting the adult world, not those with bad cases of Peter Pantheism, but with those who understand that the most grown-up of us is not very grown-up at all, that the most mature of us is pretty immature, that we still have a vast amount to learn.